This week in the Los Angeles Business Journal, a closer look at co-living. The shared economy has transformed how we get around, how we travel, and now how we share even our private spaces. Here to tell us more is publisher and CEO Anna Magzanian. Nice to have you back, as
nice
we do every week.
Nice to see you. How are you guys?
Good.
So we know a lot about co-working, but what is co-living?
So co-living, you know, obviously 6 years ago, this term didn't even exist. And now it has multiple meanings as developers are trying to figure out the next step. So from a dorm-like setup, right, you got private rooms with private bathrooms, and maybe you're sharing the kitchen and the living room area shared, to smaller apartment units with more communal spaces that are being a little bit more shared. So it's got a couple of different meanings right now in the marketplace.
Sounds very European. I mean, in some ways. And so, okay, tell us, who are some of the leading developers that are driving the market here?
No, that's a great question. So California Landmark Group is one of the most recent developments. They're happening in Marina City. And that property is going to be managed by Star City. And one of the reasons why this is even happening is because of the, you know, more need for affordable housing, as
yeah.
you can imagine, with rent control issues and
especially
zoning
for
issues.
Millennials.
Absolutely. And so for millennials, this is a great option. And they're developing a property called C1, and it's going to have kind of a hybrid development. So it's going to have like 51 of their units. It's going to be apartments that are market value, and then about 62 of the units are going to be co-living spaces. And to put it in perspective, like, you would have your own private bathroom and your own your private bedroom with a lock and security, etc. However, you might share the kitchen with 12 to 18 other folks.
Well, that makes sense. That's really like we work. That's what they're
totally,
doing now.
It's
just like
thing.
Yeah, in the living space.
Living space.
So,
yeah.
What's the opposition?
You know. With anything new, you're going to have difficulties. City zoning is probably going to be an issue, and to what cities will allow it and how they figure that out. And lenders. I mean, in order to put money behind a kind of an approved entity, it's easier than something new. So lenders, there might be a little bit more hesitant in the beginning, so that we're going to see a little bit of difficulty there.
And then question for you. Do you see these developments moving towards catering to families or just staying with single individuals?
That's a great question. I mean, obviously the easiest one is millennials, right? So the young yeah. students coming out of school, this dorm-like living is going to be super easy. However, there's a company that is coming, it's called Node One, that's doing their development. They should be opened up in February. I believe they're opening this month. And they are doing it not only into, you know, like millennial living, they want to make this available for families. So what are they doing? They're coming into a multifamily zoned area, and they're reconfiguring that development. So you might have a one bedroom, two bedroom, or even a three bedroom townhome that's going to be completely reconfigured. And they might have a communal space for kitchen and sharing. And
like a kibbutz.
Like it's co-famming.
It's co-famming.
Co-famming.
They do this
right?
in Asia already because
Absolutely.
Of affordable housing and population, and we did not pass the measure to control rent here mm-hmm. in the Southland. So maybe this is the answer, and it certainly could be an answer for a new economy and these developers who are trying to capitalize on this need.
Absolutely. And, you know, this is very common in Europe. I mean, you've seen Quarters, which is owned by the family group as Medici Living. They have done so many in Europe, especially in the bigger cities, because they want to create housing that folks don't have to live in the outskirts and then drive in. And they're coming actually to the United States, and they're going to make some announcements even in LA and some of the cities. Quarters is going to be developing some of these co-living spaces here. So
yeah, there's some
more
people,
to come.
There's some people who come here and they go, why do you need all that house, you know?
Right. Yeah.
And at least brings
there's
people together. There's a solution. Thank
Definitely.
You, Anna.
Thank you.
Where can we get more info?
More information on labusinessjournal.com, and you can subscribe to our weekly issue as well.
That's
awesome.
Great.
Thank
so
you.
Great to see you. See you
next
time.
As always.
Yeah.
Thanks.
All right.